News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
About a quarter of people don't know what the labels on food products mean. This is research carried out by Too Good To Go. And it follows previous research that says that 38% of people don't understand the difference between best before and use by label. Sarah Keogh is with us. She's registered dietitian with eatwell.ie. Let's start there, Sarah. What's the difference?
So use by means don't use it after this. It means it's a safety issue, and you'll often see a use by date on things like meat or fish. So foods where there's potential to be a risk after the use by date. With best before, it's about quality. So you can safely eat a lot of best before foods after the date, but you're going to have to use, like, does it smell okay? Does it taste okay? Does it look okay? So after the best before date, you know, if it's covered in mold, I wouldn't be eating it. But you might look at some things like packaged foods, biscuits, things like that, that if it has a best before date, it means the quality won't be as good, but the safety may still be actually fine. So yes, after the use by date, don't use it, but with the best before, have a look at it, have a smell of it, have a little taste, you know, see what you think.
Now, can you explain some things to me that I've never fully understood, which are, how is it possible that I can go into a supermarket and buy a cheese that has been in existence since 2024, but it will say on it, nail this thing within 2 weeks or it'll kill you?
Well, what you'll find with a lot of cheeses is when they're made, they are made in huge sort of rounds and they have a rind on them. So when they're cut into smaller blocks for you, then they're going to be exposed to air and there's going to be an issue then around more likely to have quality with it. And then softer cheeses as well like that will tend to have a shorter kind of lifespan.
What then about when you find the cheese and only part of it has grown penicillin?
So the advice on that is to cut off about an inch around. Now, if you have a small block of cheese, that's usually the end of it. You know, I would have grown up certainly in my house, they would have kind of cut the mold off. So the advice is if it's gone a little bit moldy, to cut off about an inch all the way around. But again, you've got to use your senses in this one in terms of, does it smell okay? Does it taste okay? Things like that.
Now, what about the freezer? I read a thing a while ago about Russian scientists who found a woolly mammoth in the permafrost and they defrosted him, did some scientific experiments, and then they turned him into stew and ate him. Now, if you can eat a woolly mammoth that's been dead for tens of thousands of years, why does stuff go off in the freezer after 3 months?
So it may or may not, and it's really following guidance where there's a lot of food safety testing just to see that if there was some sort of, you know, salmonella or something in the chicken when it went into the freezer and then you defrost and so on, it's probably not going to progress a whole lot. So in terms of if you have something in the freezer with a use by date, you know, you're going to check it. And again, when you defrost it, you're going to smell and taste and, you know, just really check it before you sit down and have a whole meal of it.
Sarah, thank you very much. Sarah Keogh, registered dietitian with eatwell.ie.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.